The United Kingdom is bracing for a new surge in COVID cases, partially locking down 20 towns to contain the spread. The city of Leicester is hoping to have some restrictions eased tomorrow after more than 2 months as Britain's most notorious COVID hotspot. Leicester's problems sprang from a district containing garment factories, where some unscrupulous owners have been accused of running sweatshops during the pandemic. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant has this report.
There's been outrage that conditions common in Asian slums have been found in this street in Leicester. Rudimentary screens have been erected to thwart prying eyes. These are some of the factories now under scrutiny after an undercover newspaper reporter was hired for $4.40 an hour, less than half Britain's minimum wage of $11. The overcrowded factory was operating illicitly during lockdown, and there was no social distancing.
The scandal is exploitation of labour, but there's also complicity as well, where workers will opt to be paid cash in hand so they can evade tax and national insurance contributions.
Raj Mann is a prominent member of Leicester's Sikh community. Sikhs and Muslims dominate the garment trade, employing about 10,000 people in Leicester.
It's endemic. So I don't accept the narrative from the authorities that this is a few factories.
We are talking about an industry that is employing largely African, Asian and minority ethnic communities. We are talking about British citizens.
Opposition Labour Party lawmaker Claudia Webber has been inundated with pleas for help from factory workers. They were too scared to talk publicly and accused some owners of forcing staff to work, even though they were sick with COVID.
It's modern slavery in the sense that people are being paid such low wages, are working in conditions which are unthinkable in today's age.
Over the past two decades, there have been several exposés of the Leicester garment trade, but the latest revelations stood out because the factories were portrayed as incubators for the virus.
COVID-19 has exposed Leicester's dirty little secret. The British equivalent of the FBI is now investigating allegations of slave labour across this city.
It's become a matter of life and death. I've had phone calls myself saying, you know, now I'm being compelled to work in these conditions.
Northeast Leicester, which contains the factories, was identified by health officials as a COVID hotspot.
An unintended consequence of the government's lockdown measures were that we shut down all non-essential retail, which include clothes shops. That forced people to buy off the internet, and it's the internet retailers who are sourcing from Leicester.
Lawmaker Andrew Bridgen represents a Leicestershire district for the Conservative Party.
How has this happened? It's a systemic failure of all the protection agencies, the police, the fire service, the local council, health and safety, factory inspectors.
The scandal has had severe consequences for Boohoo, previously Britain's most popular online clothes company. It took flak because the factory which hired the undercover reporter supplied stock to Nasty Gal, one of Boohoo's labels. At its peak last year, Boohoo was worth $6.5 billion, but its value plummeted by $1 billion in a single day. The driving forces behind Boohoo are Mahmoud Kamani and Carol Kane, who founded the company in 2006. They rejected an interview request but issued a statement promising an independent investigation into the supply chain. The statement said,
"The group will not tolerate any incidents of non-compliance with its code of conduct or any mistreatment of workers, and will not hesitate to terminate relationships with any supplier who does not comply."
In Parliament, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, promised to crack down on what she called a modern scourge.
We have established a cross-government task force that will be on the ground in Leicester to absolutely ask the difficult questions of all institutions and organisations across Leicester with regard to this scourge that is taking place in the textile sector.
There's support across the aisle.
More inspectors, more resources, more energy put into these inspections.
There's no point just taking out a few factories, because all you'll do is create a pull factor for more people trafficking and illegal migration. So you've got to take down the whole organisation.
But in this deprived area of Leicester, veteran community worker Priya Thamotheram is sceptical about government promises because of previous failures to end malpractices.
Their reports were considered by a parliamentary select committee, but in terms of the actions that arose from that? Pretty much zilch. It's very difficult to have any confidence in a top-down approach that seems to be adopted again.
Worldwide demand for cheap, fast fashion has contributed to the scandal.
I think this is cute.
Tiara Monet is an American fashion influencer with almost a million followers across social media.
Boohoo is notorious for having these last-minute 50% off sales, and that's usually when I do the most damage because I'm like, oh, it was $20 and now I have to buy it.
It really is a time to make sure that we get some meaningful change.
Labour Behind the Label is a small non-profit striving to end garment workers' exploitation. Campaign manager Meg Lewis.
In the coming weeks and months, we're going to be putting pressure on the government and on big brands to make sure that this is a turning point, because we can't go back to the situation that we had before.
That means convincing artists like British pop band Little Mix to be more selective about the brands they promote. Here, they're touting the Pretty Little Thing collection, another Boohoo label.
Consumers need to be informed. They need to know where the garment is coming from and what the cost is in terms of exploitation. And they can vote with their pound and spend it on who they think is the most ethical clothes retailer.
Law agencies have conducted raids and sweeps throughout Leicester, but only a handful of factories have been punished for health and safety breaches. Activists fear that unscrupulous bosses are being tipped off in advance and are simply moving their operations to new premises, so the exploitation and risk of the virus spreading continue. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Leicester.